Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But just to follow certain things, yeah. You know, just to check in. But I've never really used it.
Got it. Jason Bishop
yes,
is here.
Sir. What up?
Wearing his Rockies gear.
Yeah.
Procured on his trip out west, I'm assuming.
I couldn't go to Coors Field and not spend $130 on a sweatshirt.
Oh.
So one thing you didn't get hooked on. It's pricey.
Exactly.
Right?
Pricey for a souvenir. Three-man show today. JP in Puerto Rico. He will return next week.
He's been tweeting photos of his balcony, you know, which is on the 17th floor. And
yes.
He'll be rappelling down a building, what, the 14 stories?
I think
it's
a 16-story building.
Yeah, so basically the same height.
So the height is very, very similar.
And I've been to JP's condo, as you have. And
yeah.
17 stories is no joke.
Couldn't be higher.
It couldn't be any higher.
Yeah.
It's actually terrifying to the point where I wouldn't go on his balcony.
Yeah.
I've been there, but I wouldn't go on it.
I mean, I've been there once. It was many, many moons ago. This is when I think I was 15 years old. Went on the balcony. Didn't rappel off the balcony.
Right.
But I will be doing that for Maryland Special Olympics at the end of September.
Right.
Now, as I point out, for a standard junkie's appearance fee.
Standard.
Yeah. Looking at the height I'll be rappelling from.
It should be triple.
Should be quintuple.
Yeah, but standard.
It's a standard.
Well, it's poor negotiating.
I'm being 100% serious.
Yeah.
Even if you could see the future and you guaranteed me a safe landing.
Yes.
There's no price I would do it because of the fear the whole time it was occurring.
Right.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't even enjoy the cash once you got it.
Yeah.
Because of the fear.
Yeah, I'd probably be dead. I'd probably stroke out.
I don't really consider myself terrified of heights.
Yeah, I'm
I mean, I can do roller coasters, go up high, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
But when I'm standing on the edge of a building with basically a rubber band attaching me to the building, and that's it, it's pretty much a leap of faith.
Right.
But I'm doing it. Yeah. I'm committed to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, God bless you. I wish I didn't have that fear. It's paralyzing to be afraid of heights.
Yeah.
It is. It's not good.
It's a terrible feeling.
It's a terrible feeling.
It's just a helpless feeling.
I mean, Jason's not to this extent, but I told you this many times. I go to the mall when I'm on the second story or something, and you're near, like, the cutout so you can see below.
Sure.
I hug, like, the champs. I hug the J. Crew store or whatever.
Right.
I don't go anywhere near the railing.
See, I think that's an extreme case. You
it
must
is
have
an extreme.
A really bad fear of the heights.
I do.
Well, you would have hated driving up to Pikes Peak. You would have hated that drive.
Yeah. I mean, I've done stuff like that in Hawaii, like the Road to Han and stuff. Yeah, it's hurting.
It's just terrible.
I hate that.
So when's he doing that? When's he doing
I think it's September 30th. I'm doing it.
Oh, okay.
Well, what did you do yesterday as far as the eclipse?
Oh, yeah. What about the eclipse?
I looked at it for 15 seconds, and I said, It looks like a sliver of the moon.
Yeah.
And then I went about my day.
It was exactly what I thought it would be, which is basically a dud.
I was going to say, a bit overrated for me.
Yeah, there were pros.
Yeah.
I
called it. But now, if you were in South Carolina or Tennessee or Illinois or one of these places where you had the totality.
Yes.
Totality was the word of the day for about an hour.
Sure. That was actually cool.
I could see that being cool.
I was watching part of, I think they were at the Southern Illinois Stadium.
Right.
In Carbondale.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, it was basically
at a blackout.
Pitch black for about 30 seconds.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, that's very strange.
That was cool.
At my house, and I'm sure at your house, it got slightly dimmer, slightly.
Looked like it was going to storm. In fact, it did about a half hour later.
Right.
A half hour later.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought it was going to be darker. It wasn't.
Yep.
I was hoping it'd be darker and make it a cooler experience, but it wasn't. It was just a standard day for me.
And above my house and probably above yours, I don't know, it was quite cloudy. So there were periods of time where you couldn't even see it, even with those dumb glasses.
Now, if you paid a bunch of money for the glasses, you feel like a bit of a rube today.
How much were the glasses?
Now, we got them for free.
How much were the glasses?
I mean,
10
I'm
bucks?
Sure stores are selling for 10, 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah, we got hooked.
Yeah, we got hooked. I would have been salty had I paid for the glasses, and then you look up and you're like, this is it.
But
this
I had all my neighbors out there, and all the kids were out there. You know, they were loving it. But for me, it was just like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll see it again in 7 years.
Did you throw away the glasses? My wife says, what do? Save the glasses for 7 years?
Oh, you're not saving those. Are you?
I think we can pitch them. Plus, we've already seen it.
I don't need to see it again.
Unless it's a total.
Yesterday just reinforces the fact that I'm not really that into space.
Yeah, I knew that.
I'm just like, look, if Halley's Comet zooms by and I happen to be awake, I'll go out and look at it. But I'm really not that into it. Yeah. I'm just not.
I mean, Halley better wave at you and, you know, give you the finger.
He better send me a reminder on Twitter to let me know that Halley's Comet is passing by.
The sun is incredible, though, if you think about how far away it is, how bright and how hot it is. I mean, that's just incredible.
Yeah, I usually don't think about it.
I know, you take it for granted.
Yeah, of course.
But when the eclipse comes, you start thinking about it a little bit more, and it amazes me.
I didn't reach the level of amazement.
Well, yeah, I mean, the eclipse just
didn't
do anything.
You know where I got more amazed was watching Interstellar, which is a fictional movie.
I think that movie's a steaming pile.
I got more.
In my opinion.
Oh, it's such a great movie. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen, for me. Just this whole idea of other galaxies and a black hole and, you know, a lot of the visuals up there. That was mind-blowing.
I will say that I was tempted at one point later after I had looked at the eclipse through the glasses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was tempted to look at the sun without the glasses, but I didn't do it.
Well, you can't do it.
It's really I couldn't do it.
It's too bright.
I told you yesterday, it's physically impossible to do.
And it's harmful to your health.
Yeah, it would kill you. Pretty much your eyes will burn out of your head.
And what they were saying, though, was that I think where it really could hurt you is when it's dark and you think it's silly to look at it. Mm-hmm. But then others were saying, the guys in Illinois, they had like scientists on there, go ahead, you can look at it now, it's dark.
Right. Yeah.
And I had heard that you weren't supposed to.
Oh, yeah, when the sun is fully obscured, I think you're good to go.
But I mean, the local news just went berserk.
Of course they did.
I mean, Channel 4 was down in Clemson.
Right.
They were down at Clemson's campus.
Yep.
Because I think South Carolina got the total, didn't they?
They did. That's basically where it ended, right?
Yeah.
I think that's where it, at least in the United States.
I mean, Fox 5 obviously was all over D.C. at the zoo.
I had Channel 8 on because they seemed to have a little bit more localized coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But they had people, the correspondents everywhere also. I don't know. I thought I would just nap through it. But the intrigue did get me yesterday, of the hype. So I did stay awake and did pop out periodically, starting around, I don't know, 1:30, because you would see around in these other states it was starting to occur, and you wanted to see what was happening here. And I'm telling you, it never reached the level of excitement that made it worth it.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
I agree.
What happened?
But for the most part.
But that's how life typically is.
Most of D.C. got into it.
I think everybody did. Everybody on social media was posting a picture of their kids with the glasses, of them with the glasses, of a little party on their driveway with the glasses.
Well, not everybody, because there are people driving on the beltway during the eclipse.
Sure.
So they didn't care.
Sure. But a lot of people.
No, I know. I'm saying
that
most
was the hacky bit. Post your social media picture.
Kevin McCarthy was at an elementary school in Ashburn doing a live shot.
He was like looking through his telescope.
He was talking to Boy Scouts.
He was asking everybody what their favorite space movie was.
Yeah.
Of course, he linked it into movies somehow.
I mean, he's a full-fledged reporter now.
Yeah.
He's not just a movie reviewer.
He's a star.
He's a full-fledged reporter.
He's a star is what he is.
We turned him into a star. I don't know how he did it.
It's what we do. We're star makers here.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It was pretty cool. It was a bit overrated for me, but, you know, just to see it.
I would say it was overrated for my two daughters.
5 seconds.
They went out there for probably 2 or 3 10-second intervals.
Right.
And it was a yawner for them.
Yeah.
It was better on TV. 10 times better on TV because you got to see the other places that had the totality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could see it go dark.
Partiality. That's a word.
Right.
I heard that word totality a billion times.
Yeah, it was the word of the day for an hour.
You
or so.
Won't hear it again for years. Don't worry
about
it.
It'll be 7 years.
You're good to go.
I guess it would have been cooler if it didn't get slightly dark every time it rained.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
It didn't rain in my house.
Oh, yeah. I had a nice storm pass through for about 10 minutes, and it was butt sunny.
Was it a good one? Like a downpour storm?
I think it was pretty good.
Breezy? Temperature drop about 10 or 15.
I mean, I didn't lick my finger and stick it out the window. I just opened my garage door. And it was pouring.
That's an old guy move.
I love that.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
I think we got cold front moving in.
Right.
By the way, bigger highlight for me yesterday was going to the bank and depositing some checks. That the Eclipse.
Was this, oh, yeah. I had a million bigger highlights.
Was this CBS money? Was it CBS stock checks?
That was? One of the checks was much more sizable than the others. Yes, correct.
Good for you.
Yeah, my highlight was I went to the Kensington Pharmacy to get something for my blisters on my toes. I'm walking around like an old lady who just painted her toenails. I have these little foam inserts between
in
my
between
toes.
In between the tootsies?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, that's because you walked 54 holes.
Yeah, you walked.
Yeah, I can't do it. I don't know how the guys on
tour. You walked more than Bubba Watson this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know how the guys on tour can do it every day, like, for 40 years. How do they do that?
Well, that's incredible.
Their feet must be on fire.
Each one of them are wearing $400 pairs of golf shoes. That goes a long way.
And most of them are younger.
Right.
But you're right. People sleep on how difficult it is to walk a golf course, not just one day for 18, but to do it for 4 or 5 days in a row. Forget about it.
But then do it up for a year after
yeah,
year.
Do it 37
days a
events.
Week all the time.
I know.
I heard these guys do it. I can't even comprehend it.
They don't have clearance rack golf shoes.
Right. Neither do I. But the golf shoes I have are silly. They're
silly.
They really are.
I have a pair of hand-me-downs from Valdez. They're kind of silly.
Honestly, I got them from when I played at the Highlands a couple years ago. They were the tour shoes from 2-3 years ago. They're the best golf shoes I've ever.
It's not the shoes. It's that
it's that
you
my
never
toes
do it.
Rub together.
Right.
But it's happened to me for 20 years. Whenever I play golf, I get little blisters, and it's fine after one round. When you play 3 rounds in 3 days, they're literally raw. It's so gross.
Can you imagine carrying your own bag for those
no,
3 days?
Are you kidding me?
We did walk 2 of the days.
What am I, in a North Korean prison camp? Carry my own
bag?
Well,
when I played last week at Washington Golf, I had to do that, and it was the hardest round of golf I've ever played.
I'm sure it was.
Carry your own bag at Washington Golf for 18 holes. Have fun with that.
I'll take a pass. A lot of people driving around and saying, boo-hoo.
The first day, we had our own each had our own caddies. The second day, they had two. Each guy was carrying two bags. And I just looked at him like, are you nuts?
They're Superman.
He goes, yeah, we do it every day. I go, this is mind-boggling
to me. They're
probably
jacked, too.
No,
they're just normal.
Regular guys. And the other guy was one of our two caddies, but they're both scratch golfers, by the way. One claimed he was a +4.
Right.
Which, I mean, okay.
Why isn't he on tour?
He turned pro, but he does this to make money on the side.
Whereas, is he playing on any tour right now? Any mini tour?
He just turned pro.
Oh, he just did. All right.
But the one guy had two loops that day. So he did ours at 11. And then he had another one at 4.
He's got to make the cash.
Probably made 500.
Made 400. Yeah. 200 each time.
It's a good day.
I mean, can you imagine how brutal that is?
Well, he probably put in like 19,000 steps on his Fitbit.
Oh, yeah, his Fitbit was
so many steps.
Fitbit was on fire. He was smoking quite a few cigs, too, whenever he had a moment.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, so kind of.
Oh, caddies love to smoke it up.
Yeah.
That'll counteract all the
it
steps.
It did. It kind of counteracted all the
caddies love to smoke the ciggies.
Oh, and it's so hot.
I mean, it's awful.
It's gross.
I was walking from the parking lot into the building, and then, you know, this place is open, One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
It's open right next door, and a bunch of young people live there.
Yeah.
Pretty much all 28-year-olds. And this one guy's walking his dog, smoking a cig. Just look at him like you're so trifling.
Yeah, just sneering at him.
You're just hurting. You're just a hurting person.
It's a hurting thing to do.
If you smoke, you're just hurting.
I can't believe some of the girls that will walk their little puppy, like a poodle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in like spandex.
Yeah, they don't care.
Look like they just left the yoga. But it's 4:30 in the morning in Southeast D.C. I'm like, you people are insane.
Yeah, well.
Do you think that little poodle's going to protect you? They're monsters driving around town. It's pitch black outside. You got a little poodle. You're walking. And you got your ass hanging out. What's going on?
Yep. Bunch of Lindsey Vonns.
Bunch of Lindsey Vonns walking around. Believe me, we'll get to that later.
The construction pretty much cleared out all the knuckleheads in this area.
I don't know.
Across the street, it's a little bit out
there. I see knuckleheads driving through all the time.
Yeah.
They may not live in the condos, but you have knuckleheads driving around all over.
Actually, across the street, was that South Capitol right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guarantee the freaks come out at night over there.
Speaking of driving around and parking, have you guys figured out your parking for 2018 yet?
No.
No, because Drabby said while you were away, maybe. He said it's going to be delayed.
Oh, that's the best news I've heard all week.
Right? Well, that parking lot is good to go for a while.
It's great news.
I think he said until 2018, yeah.
Oh, we're good.
I ain't worried about that.
2018 is just a few months.
Yeah, I mean, that's 4 months away.
Yeah, but it could be November of 2018.
Could
yeah.
be.
That's the impression that I got. It's going
to
be a while.
I was talking to Jen over at Fresh, and they just park in front of the building. And they, you know, it's 7 o'clock. They do the old meter.
Yeah.
I know that's what Cakes is angling for.
That's probably the one seat. But then you have to worry about if it snows where you're going to park. Then you're kind of boned. You can't park
you're not
on the street.
To park there, yeah.
There's
well, then you just have
emergency.
To find a local. You just have to find a local garage.
These are things I think about 6 months out, a year out. I have to plan for these things.
We got to get more parking allowance in our next deal. Ooh, if there is a next,
if there
like
is
that.
One, yeah. Yeah. Let's hope there is a next one.
Yeah, we got that is an angle though.
Gonna have a meetup with the agent tomorrow.
Oh, is that tomorrow?
I forgot about that.
What time
tomorrow,
is that?
Ricky? You'll be in here at 9 a.m.
Oh, he's coming here? All right.
And I'm sure we'll have a nice early lunch.
No, we're flying out to Pacific Palisades.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Wow. With all the money we've given him over the last
20 years. So distressing that our agent lives in the same neighborhood.
He should like, fly as private.
Look at Pacific Palisades. See who lives there. Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston. That's where our agent lives.
There's neighbors.
It's absurd.
That's right. You got to remind me. I got to make sure I'm not wearing something.
Consider this one of your reminders.
Where are we
have a meeting tomorrow.
We'll probably just end up at like the Big Stick
yeah,
or something.
We'll probably go to Subway or Bonchon.
Yeah, so I can wear whatever. I can wear whatever. I don't have to get all
good.
Dressed up.
You're not getting dressed up.
Let's just do it. Let's do the lunch at 10.
I'm sure we will.
Because most places don't open until 11.
We might even do brunch during the week.
Bonchon is open.
Yeah, not at 10.
Not at 10. At 11 they are.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants to... Their wings are amazing, but nobody wants to eat them at 10 a.m. 11 a.m., then it's game on.
They don't have any silly eggs and sausage options?
I don't believe so.
Wow. Hey, I don't know what we have planned next, but I just got to tell you how bad of a day I had yesterday after the eclipse.
You did?
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
Well,
I was
we have furious. The sports page planned, but we can always move that.
Well, we can do that at 6:40, but I was furious at my wife.
You were?
Furious.
Oh, my God. I fastened in my seatbelt.
Oh, this is perfect.
This might be better than the Tiger Dong pick.
So we've got that next. Coming
might
up
be
later,
a little overhyped, but I was just it just pissed me off.
Tom Lavero is coming up at 8:20, and Aaron Hawksworth from ABC7 will be in studio to help us hype up the summer dress party, which is this weekend. But next, Jason is upset with his wife, and you don't want to miss that. Next, here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.